pretty Valentine, but I just talk about the bloody
tonight on Kitchen Counter PMS. Just kidding. That never happens around here.
PMS because it's menstrual stress that's happening right now, and I'm bleeding. I am bleeding.
You're bleeding. You're bleeding.
For the people,
we dug out the car. Do we need to get you to a hospital?
All the work I do from
I've got some of that new skin.
My uterine canal is shedding and is almost treacherous, but a fantastic thing.
Well, you sound pretty alright with the whole situation, so this is working out good.
Let it bleed until I get it done. Clean it out, and let it be clear for another month.
Or 20 days.
Maybe
or
30.
36.
It depends on the month. Ooh, doggy.
Nice. So, but about this bleeding?
Yeah.
Do we need to get this looked at?
Like, ER style?
Well, yeah, like, stitches? I mean,
you're 42 years old. Do you not understand the menstrual cycle? Or
cycle?
Menstrual cycle.
Is this like a pterodactyl?
Uh-huh.
That's just like... Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It is kind of like that, actually.
It's a bit of a mythical, mystical menstrual beast.
A mythical, mystical menstrual beast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so the ER is not equipped for this.
Definitely not. I mean, like, why would you go expose yourself to other problems when you have a big enough one? I got 99 problems, and bleeding out of my vagina is definitely one of them.
Sounds like a problem. Do you just get like a vag bucket?
A vag bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, we got options these days. Us modern women, we've got options. They got weird little suction cups you can stick up there. Yeah. Or you can go the old school style, you know, tampons, pads. But you know what I like old school? Just a dirty old washcloth. Well, it's clean. Like, it's been washed. It's been very clean and washed. But it looks dirty because you constantly use it as a rag for your monthly hey-ho.
It's so weird that you would use a rag in your own rag because they were colored.
No, I think it's apropos. I think that's actually what you're looking for. It's not weird. It's apropos.
So if we went to the ER, they'd just be like, here, just take, it's just an old dirty rag, just take this.
No, they'd be like, here's a brand new rag for you to make dirty, if you know what I mean. I mean, if you were at the right ER.
Could you imagine how much that would cost if you went to the hospital for a dirty rag?
Yeah, $400 probably.
Close.
I mean, I think that that's like median, like between low and high ends. Like, you're paying at least $400 in a populated place. Like, if you have a good old doctor down the road who does house visits...
Can you just bring some dirty old rags?
Definitely. Definitely. They're just going to hop on down the road to your household and be like, oh, well there, Martha, all you need is one of these. And they're going to dig in their bag and pull it out and be like, hand it over. And Martha's going to be like, what do you want me to do with this?
I've been alive for 40 years and I don't know what's happening.
Oh, whoa, whoa. You think Martha's gone this far?
Well, I didn't know what was happening.
None of us do, I guess, right?
Yeah. Except, I want to get back to this dinosaur thing.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot what it was called.
Okay, well, I mean, that's problematic.
Well, maybe it's a good thing.